tenor saxophonist Ernie Watts, a great tune from the 1950s by bassist Oscar Pettiford called Trachytism. And what a terrific band with Ernie Watts. Jerry Allen, piano. Jack DeJohnette, drums. Eddie Gomez, bass here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. The album was called Unity from 1995. We're going to start this set with a new one from singer Lisa Rich, her first album in decades after a career was cut short by a rather debilitating illness, but has been able in recent years to get back into condition to perform. Her new album is called Long As You're Living. We'll hear her version of Close Your Eyes, and after that, it's saxophonist Charles McPherson and his version of Come Rain or Come Shine for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Close your eyes. Rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're romancing. It's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? Close your eyes. Rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I'll close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. This is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're romancing. It's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? Beep, bound, oh, day, down. close your eyes. Rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes and I'll close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes, this is divine. Music play, something dreamy for dancing while we're romancing. It's love's holiday and love will be our guide. Close your eyes, when you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes?
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Charles McPherson on KPR. He hit the scene about six decades ago and has been a terrific representative of the world of jazz ever since. His new album at age 84 is called Reverence. His version there of Come Rain or Come Shine with Jim Patton at the piano, David Wong on bass, and Billy Drummond drums. We opened the set with the singer Lisa Rich singing Close Your Eyes. Her new album is called Long Into Your Living, and she was joined there by the pianist Mark Copeland and the bassist Drew Grass here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night with music from our Jazz Album of the Week from Brazil's Antonio Adolfo. That is next, and we'll be following that up with one from the Vinyl Vault from David Fathead Newman live at the Village Vanguard back in 1988. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Anderson, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Brazil's Antonio Adolfo, who arranged 10 Cole Porter songs for his new album. Our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, love Cole Porter, the pianist and arranger. And that version of I Concentrate on You featured soloist trombonist Rafael Roque and the flute solo by Marcelo Martin. We've got more jazz flute up next from David Fathead Newman out of the Vinyl Vaults in about 15 minutes here on KPR. We will be hearing from a new album by singer Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. Well, tomorrow evening on Live at Green Eagle Lounge, it's the Brian Ward Organ Quartet. Brian, a talented keyboardist and composer, who appears every week with his quartet at the Green Lady and the Black Dolphin in Kansas City. Join us for an hour of KC Jazz Live at Green Eagle Lounge. That's tomorrow evening at 6 on all KPR1 stations. Well, David Fathead Newman came to prominence in the last part of the 1950s with Ray Charles Band. In fact, he made his first albums for Atlantic Records back in that era. Well, on the Christmas week of 1988, he was playing at the Village Vanguard a week-long, almost six-night engagement. And he said, you know, this is the time to make my very first live album. And Atlantic Records agreed, and they put it together, the LP called Fire, Live at the Village Vanguard. And a terrific band with him, Steve Nelson on vibes, Kirk Lightsey piano, David Williams bass, Marvin Smitty Smith on drums, the Horace Silver piece, Filthy McNasty, here on KPR.
Thank you.
applause at the Village Vanguard in New York City, Christmas week 1988, for David Fathead Newman and his band playing Horace Silver's Filthy McNasty. Out of the vinyl vault, this LP was called Fire, live at the Village Vanguard. David Newman plays tenor sax on most of the album, but flute there, with Steve Nelson playing vibes, Kirk Lightsey at the piano, David Williams and Marvin Smitty Smith, bass and drums. And we've got music from a new drummer, Lee McKinney. That is next on KPR. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of going through the hassle of selling that old car, truck, or motorcycle? Well, you could donate it to KPR. It'll be picked up. You'll get paperwork for your taxes, and proceeds from the sale will fund our programs, like Jazz in the Night. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's drummer Lee McKinney and a new album called Reflections in Two Shades. He's got pianist Matt Cooper and bassist Chris Berg and saxophone player Greg Abate. This is one that Lee McKinney wrote, and he dedicates it to the sax great Charlie Parker and the drum great Max Roach. It's called Bird's Eye View here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
drummer Lee McKinney on Kansas Public Radio, his tune Bird's Eye View, with saxophonist Greg Abate, the pianist Matt Cooper, drummer Lee McKinney, and bassist Chris Bird. Lee McKinney's album Reflections in Two Shades. And we'll have singer Alexis Cole to take us up to the top of the hour from her new album recorded with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, here's Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. The new album is called Jazz Republic, Taiwan, the United States, and the Freedom of Swing. And this is a song that was a massive hit for singer Bobby Darin in 1959, Beyond the Sea, which is the English language version of the French song La Mer by Charles Trenet. And the French original was an ode to the sea, to the ocean. But Jack Lawrence did the English version. He turned it into a love song. Bobby Darin did a great job. And Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra does a really terrific job as well. Let's hear that now. Beyond the Sea, Alexis Cole on Kansas Public Radio.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, he's there watching for me. And if I could fly like birds on high, then straight to his arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy will be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Beyond the sea, he's up there watching. arms, I go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt that my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. And never again I'll go sailing.
Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra and Beyond the Sea here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. That's from the new album called Jazz Republic. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information on the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu. Trumpeter Eddie and Charles and his new big band album, the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, kicks off the next hour of Jazz in the Night. We've got saxophonist Roxy Koss, pianist Duke Jordan, and more headed your way here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Dale Willman. President Joe Biden is facing another round of calls to withdraw his bid for re-election, but NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports that despite mounting pressure to step aside, Biden is preparing to return to the campaign trail with a series of events next week.
New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich became the third Senate Democrat to publicly urge the president to pass the torch. Four House Democrats released a joint statement. Two leading progressives, Mark Pocan of Wisconsin and Jared Huffman of California, along with Mark Vesey, a member of the Black Caucus, and Chuy Garcia, a member of the Hispanic Caucus. They said, quote, "We must face the reality that widespread public concerns about your age and fitness are jeopardizing what should be a winning campaign." Biden's campaign manager says the president will be back on the trail next week and sees a path to win. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown also urged the president today to withdraw from the race. He's the fourth senator to do so and the 35th Democrat overall making such public statements. New details are emerging from the investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, the findings include information about the gunman's activities in the run-up to the shooting last Saturday.
Investigators have determined that the gunman Thomas Crook searched online a week before the shooting for the dates of Trump speaking events and the Democratic National Convention. They've also found that he visited the site of the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 7th, about a week before the event took place. He then visited the site again the morning of the rally, then left and later returned and carried out the shooting. The details were provided to congressional lawmakers in a private briefing by senior FBI and Secret Service officials, according to someone who attended. They helped build out a timeline for what Crooks was doing in the days leading up to the attempted assassination of Trump, although investigators say they still do not have an answer as to why he did it. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Eighth Circuit Court has ruled to halt President Joe Biden's recent student debt relief plan, and Pierre Sequoia Carrillo has more.
A judge in Missouri has ruled to halt the SAVE plan, the Biden administration's revamped income-driven repayment plan for student loan borrowers. The ruling is the latest in a string of legal battles over the program. While the ruling means the program is on pause, borrowers won't see a change in their loan payments just yet. The Education Department has put borrowers enrolled in the program in forbearance until the litigation comes to an end. Experts say the next step in the legal process could be in a matter of days or weeks. The court's timing is still a big unknown. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Companies are still trying to recover from a global technology outage that has grounded flights, knocked banks offline, and taken a number of media outlets off the air. A cybersecurity firm says its program caused those problems. You're listening to NPR News. More than half the country is experiencing a summer COVID-19 wave, and public health officials say those at higher risk of severe disease, including older people, should consider taking extra precautions. NPR's Maria Godoy has more.
As you age, your immune system tends to get weaker. In general, people over 65 are considered at higher risk from COVID. Though Dr. Preeti Malani of the University of Michigan notes that risk can vary depending on underlying health conditions like heart disease or diabetes.
In general, the older you are, the more likely you are to have those other health conditions that increase your risk of severe COVID.
Malani says with more COVID currently circulating, it makes sense for those at increased risk to take added precautions, like masking in crowded public spaces. She says check with your doctor to make sure you are up to date on your COVID vaccinations, and test if you feel unwell, because antiviral medications like Paxlovid that help lessen the severity of COVID need to be taken within days of the start of symptoms. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Shane Lowry is in the lead following today's second round at the British Open Golf Tournament, despite hitting a double bogey on the 11th hole. He followed that with a pair of birdies in a round of 69. Lowry has a two-stroke lead over Daniel Brown and Justin Rose. Justin Thomas, meanwhile, shot a 45 on the front nine, while Robert McIntyre had two triple bogeys over four holes. Stocks fell across the board again on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 377 points. The tech-heavy Nasdaq dropped 140 points, while the S&P 500 lost 39 points, down 0.7%. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility.
We'll be right back.
Tenor saxophonist Roxy Cost kicking off this 10 o'clock hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night with her tune called Don't Cross the Cost. The album, Restless Idealism, recorded in 2014 for Origin Records with Jeremy Pell playing trumpet and Alex Wintz on guitar, pianist Chris Panishaw, Deseron Douglas bass, Willie Jones III on drums, one of the fine young players in jazz, alto saxophonist Roxy Koss here on Kansas Public Radio with trumpeter Eddie and Charles and his Creole Orchestra. Up next on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the orchestra led by the trumpeter Eddie and Charles, who wrote some of the tunes, arranged all of the music, including this version of Night Train from the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra on KPR. Thank you. Eddie and Charles on KPR. His arrangement of Night Train, the Jimmy Forrest number that was a big R&B hit and a jazz hit, too. The soloists were, in fact, Trumpeter Eddie and Charles, and each one of the members of the really fine rhythm section, Sullivan Fortner, piano, Ben Williams, basso, Ben Calvert, drums. A new album just called Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more info, visit bluecollarpress.com. Well, in this next set, we're going to be hearing from pianist Greg Murphy and his band from about 8 years ago. But before that, we're going to hear from pianist Duke Jordan from 1955 and a rather unusual album concept. It was called the Jazz Laboratory Series, Do-It-Yourself Jazz Volume 1. This worked. The rhythm section of Duke Jordan, piano, Oscar Pettiford, bass, drummer, Kenny Clark, and alto saxophonist Gigi Grice, but on the Do-It-Yourself Jazz release, the saxophone part, Gigi Grice, was just left out of the mix so that students could practice these tunes with a great rhythm section and even take a solo with that rhythm section behind them. But for the general public, they just released the entire quartet, and that's what we're going to hear with Duke Jordan's own piece, Jordu, on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pianist Greg Murphy with a Sonny Rollins tune, Solid, here on KPR, the 2016 album called Summer Breeze, with Eric Wheeler and Cush Abadie bass and drums, plus Josh Evans on trumpet and Eric Wyatt on tenor saxophone. Before that, pianist Duke Jordan, and one that became a jazz standard. Duke wrote it, called it Jordu. We took it from a recording session with Oscar Pettiford on bass and Kenny Clark on drums and G.G. Grice on alto sax, the do-it-yourself jazz series, a jazz laboratory series from Duke Jordan, with pianist Antonio Adolfo and his album of his arrangements of Cole Porter music up next. And in about 6 minutes, we'll hear a new one from singer Lauren Henderson. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's the album Love Cole Porter, a KPR Jazz album of the week from the Brazilian pianist and arranger. Here's Every Time We Say Goodbye from Antonio Adolfo on KPR.
Thank you.
Brazil's Antonio Adolfo and his arrangement of Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, Love Cole Porter, and his terrific band of Brazilian musicians, Antonio at the piano, doing all the arranging on Love Cole Porter. In about 15 minutes, we're going to hear from a new one from guitarist Greg Scaff, and we've got a new one from singer Lauren Henderson up next on Kansas Public Radio. You know, your $10 or $15 a month may not seem like it would be a big deal, but it is. It makes a big difference. Your sustaining gift combined with those of your fellow members adds up to a big impact over time. That impact turns into inspiring stories, in-depth news, great music, and community connections here on KPR. You can sustain the future of excellent radio by becoming a sustaining member at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for making Jazz in the Night and everything on KPR happen. Well, here's singer Lauren Henderson, her new album called Sombras. She wrote the music, the songs of this album, the music and the lyrics, and she calls this one Illumination here on KPR. The night. Lauren Henderson, and one she wrote called Illumination. She wrote all the music on this new album from Lauren Henderson, which is called Sombras. You heard it right here on Kansas Public Radio, the terrific young vibes player. Joel Ross featured here with Sean Mason, piano, Jonathan McKell on bass, and Joe Dyson as the drummer. Let's hear tenor saxophone Scott Gilbert. Not Scott Gilbert, Scott Gilman. His new album is called So Far, and this piece is entitled The Deep End here on KPR. Thank you. That is tenor saxophonist Scott Gilman on KPR, his tune, The Deep End. He wrote all the tunes on the new album, which is called So Far. He had Trevor Ware playing bass, Gary Fukushima piano, Abe Lagrimas Jr. on drums, and percussionist Joey DeLeon. I'm Bob McWilliams, so glad you stayed up with me on this Friday night for Jazz in the Night. We're going to do a set of two Thelonious Monk tunes. The first comes from the new album by guitarist Greg Scaff with Ugana Ekegwo and Jonathan Barber bass and drums. It's Thelonious Monk's Green Chimneys from Greg Scaff's new album, Re-Up. And we're following up with Thelonious Monk himself and his quartet doing Monk's Epistrophe for you here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you. Thelonious Monk's Quartet with Epistrophe. That was not on the original LP of the album It's Monk Time, but came out on a CD reissue with Charlie Rouse, tenor sax, Butch Warren, Ben Riley, bass and drums. Before that on KPR, it was Monk's composition Green Chimneys from the new album by guitarist Greg Scaff. Support for Jazz and the Night on KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events this June and July with the Floor is Lava art exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Gallery and daily events for elementary ages. More at tscpl.org.
Next time, on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we're hearing from the Brian Ward Quartet. David Bassi. Hope you'll join us for the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. Your bequest can help ensure our on-air service will serve the community for years to come. To find out more, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up with me so far on Jazz in the Night. I'm here another hour. And then after midnight, all night jazz with David Bassi. Now, right after the news from National Public Radio, music from the terrific new album by trombonist Conrad Herwig, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. He'll do McCoy Tyner's Passion Dance. And we've got the brilliant clarinetist Anat Cohen going way back in time for the classic Fats Waller tune, Jitterbug Waltz. That is just some of the music on the way in this 11 o'clock hour on Kansas Public Radio. First, this news from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Dale Willman. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson has died. The Democrat was being treated for pancreatic cancer. She was 74 years old. Her family made the announcement in a social media post. Jackson Lee was known as a controversial progressive who still advocated for tighter immigration control at the southern border. Today, U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico became the third Democratic member of the Senate to publicly call on President Joe Biden to step down. Jeanette Dedios from member station KUNM reports.
Heinrich called out President Joe Biden to pass the torch to give Democrats a better chance of defeating former President Donald Trump in the November election, following similar call-outs from Montana Senator John Tester and Vermont Senator Peter Welch. In his statement, Heinrich praised Biden, saying he was one of the most accomplished presidents in modern history. But he noted that this moment in our nation's history calls for a focus that is bigger than any one person, adding that we must defeat Trump in November, and we need a candidate who can do that. Biden remains adamant he will continue as the Democratic nominee despite a growing number of members of his own party calling him to step aside. For NPR News, I'm Jeanette Didios in Albuquerque.
While Donald Trump was preparing for what became the longest convention speech in history, he said he was going to call for unity in the country. NPR's Franco Ordonez was in Milwaukee and says the speech was more a call for Republican unity ahead of the fall elections.
I'd say it fueled the confidence inside the arena. There was kind of this feeling of inevitability, and it's, you know, fueling the campaign as well. When pressed about unity, campaign officials bragged to me about how they were unified while Democrats were kind of in disarray. And then while they prepared for Vine, you know, they were dealing with this.
The Uvalde County Sheriff's Office plans to shut down streets surrounding the Uvalde County Courthouse next week. Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports that the county is preparing for the arraignment of a former school police officer.
Former school chief of police Pete Arredondo and former school officer Adrian Gonzalez were indicted on charges of abandoning and endangering a child late last month. These are the first charges to come out of Uvalde in connection to the botched police response to the Robb Elementary shooting. That saw more than 370 officers wait over an hour to confront the gunmen. Arredondo has since entered a not guilty plea and waived his arraignment. Gonzalez faces 29 charges of child endangerment and is expected to be arraigned on Thursday next week. The county will be shutting down streets around the courthouse starting the evening before the arraignment and until noon the next day. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed at Robb Elementary over 2 years ago. I'm Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
I'm Dale Willman in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News. At least 2 people have died and more than 24 others were hospitalized after an outbreak of listeria food poisoning earlier this month. The CDC says the sickness is linked to meat sliced at grocery store deli counters. The outbreak took place between May 29th and July 5th. Listeria infections can be particularly dangerous for people older than 65 as well as pregnant women and those with weakened immune systems. A major global IT glitch has caused continuing disruptions to companies around the world, shutting businesses and grounding airplanes. And as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, the computer problems added another layer of headache in a city preparing to host the Olympic Games.
Paris is already carved into zones with blockades and security perimeters that are snarling traffic and affecting public transport. Olympics organizers say their systems had also been affected by the outage and they activated contingency plans. Olympic committee head Tony Estanguet says ticket sales and the ongoing Olympic torch relay were not affected, but operations like issuing accreditations were. The IT disaster could also affect the arrival of athletes whose flights have been canceled. The Olympic Village welcomed its first athletes on Thursday. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Kevin Durant practiced with the U.S. Olympic basketball team today. It was the first time he'd done so. Durant strained a calf muscle just days before the start of training camp earlier this month and missed the first 3 of the team's exhibition games. The U.S. is 3-0 in those games, beating Australia, Serbia, and Canada. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
bonus Conrad Herwig and McCoy Tyner's tune, Passion Dance, from the new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, here on Kansas Public Radio. Conrad Herwig with a great band, with saxophonist Craig Handy, trumpeter Alex Norris, pianist Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez and Robbie Amin, bass and drums, and conga drums and other percussion from Camilo Molina. We've got the marvelous clarinetist and saxophonist, too, Anat Cohen, next on Kansas Public Radio. A new singer to my ears named Ma Lise, who also wrote the songs on her album. And we'll hear a little later from the late trumpeter Jim Rotondi, who we lost just a few days ago. All here on Jazz in the Night, Anat Cohen and her terrific album from 2008 called Notes from the Village. She has Jason Lindner playing the piano. She's got Omer Avital on bass, drummer Daniel Friedman. Anat plays tenor sax, soprano sax, bass clarinet. But here, it's clarinet for Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
clarinetist Anat Cohen with her version of Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz, her album from back in 2008 called Notes from the Village, with a new singer and songwriter to my ears, Maylis, up next. In 15 minutes, we'll hear from our jazz album of the week from Brazil's Antonio Adolfo. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Here's Maylis in a song she wrote called Elmo.
I'm a sucker for a man, not GQ or elite. A little rough and tumble, the right amount of sweet. He'll have that certain something makes me want to treat him right. The touch that sets my soul on fire all through the night. Well, alright. He would be my confidant, on him I could depend. Every little step I take, my bestie till the end. All these things you are and more, my life one big complete. I carried you this way, my friend, down every street. Bittersweet. I'm on the Greyhound, heading back. Kids watching Elmo on her iPad. Me hanging, haven't heard a word. I'm feeling numb and lost in Elmo's world. You had much to recommend, there's things I could absolve. I just don't have any time to wait till you evolve. We had dreams, now we don't. I have to find my way. I'm on the Greyhound heading home. It's been a day. Then there's Elmo. Nothing more to say.
Singer and songwriter Maylis and her song Elmo on KPR. That is from her new album, Kaleidoscope. And her name is spelled M-A-I hyphen L-I-I-S, Malise. And her song, Elmo. It's Jazz in the Night with our Jazz Album of the Week from Brazil's Antonio Adolfo in just a bit. And up next, a piece from the now late trumpeter Jim Rotondi. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, the jazz world was very shaken to get the news that trumpeter Jim Rotondi had died when he was in Switzerland just on July the 5th. And a much-beloved figure and a terrific jazz trumpeter. We're going to hear one he wrote. It's from his album in 2001 called Destination Up. The late Jim Rotondi and his piece called Reverence here on KPR. Trumpeter Jim Rotondi's piece Reverence on KPR, a 2001 album called Destination Up, working with vibist Joe Locke, pianist Mulgrew Miller, Peter Washington, and Joe Farnsworth, bass and drums, and wonderful trumpeter Jim Rotondi, who we lost earlier this month, just at age 61. In about 15 minutes, guitarist Dave Stryker from his album 8-Track, his first album of going back to some of the tunes that you might be on your 8-track player in your car back mostly in the early 1970s when you had 8-tracks around. And up next, music from our Jazz Album of the Week by Antonio Adolfo, the album Love, Cole Porter. Well, tomorrow evening on Live at Green Indian Lounge, it's the Brian Ward Organ Quartet. Brian appears every week with his quartet at Green Lady and the Black Dolphin in Kansas City. And you can hear his music, an hour of Kansas City Jazz, live at Green Lady Lounge tomorrow evening at 6 on all KPR1 stations. That's Brazil's Antonio Adolfo's arrangement of Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, Love, Cole Porter, the Brazilian pianist and arranger. with solo features there by trumpeter Jesse Sadock and by guitarist Lula Galval. With music from Vancouver, from the Bruno Hubert Trio, that is next here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, followed up by guitarist Dave Stryker. Bruno Hubert grew up in Quebec City, came west to Vancouver at the end of the 1980s to study there, and has been a mainstay now on the Vancouver jazz scene for the last three decades plus. His new album is called Fire Waltz with his regular trio, James Meagher bass, Joe Poole drums. And this is a Wayne Shorter composition called Etta here on KPR. pianist Bruno Huber's trio and the new album Firewaltz on KPR with the Wayne Shorter composition Edda, E-D-D-A. Bruno at the piano, James Mayer, Joe Poole, bass and drums. With music from guitarist Dave Stryker up next, and after that, before we get to midnight, what a combination, the Count Basie Orchestra and singer Mr. B, Billy Eckstein, from back in 1959. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academic discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, Dave Stryker, who grew up in Omaha back in the mid-70s, and an 8-track player in his car, which at that time was a 69 GMC van. He listened to tapes of everything from Miles to Pat Martino to Santana and Blood, Sweat, and Tears and more. Now, 8-tracks didn't last that long, boy, I can tell you that. But they represented the 1970s, great pop music and jazz as well. So Dave Stryker's made this album, or he made this album back a decade ago, called 8-Track, going back to that era with some of the great music from that era, including this piece that Jimmy Webb wrote that Glenn Campbell made famous. It's Dave Stryker's version of Wichita Lineman on KPR. Thank you. Guitarist Dave Stryker on KPR with his version of Wichita Lineman from his album 8-Track from 2014. Stefan Harris playing vibes. Jared Gold, the organist, McConney Hunter, the drummer. And a lot of the pop music of that era of the mid-70s, roughly, that were on 8-Track tapes with Dave's jazz version of those, everything from Superfly to Aquarius to Superwoman, that's a Stevie Wonder song, to That's the Way of the World and more. And there's been several other 8-track albums since then from that band. That's the original here, Dave Stryker and 8-track. We've got time for one to take us up to midnight. I thought we'd hear from the album Basie Eckstein Incorporated, the Count Basie Orchestra, and the great singer Billy Eckstein. And we're going to hear one that Billy wrote, and it's well before Billy Joel's Piano Man. This is Billy Eckstein's song, Piano Man. And it's a blues, and I think it's pretty cool. Hope you like it. Billy Eckstein singing with the Count Basie Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio.
I don't want no opera, no cha-cha, no mambo. My baby's gone and left me, and I'm feeling mighty low. Mr. Piano Man, play me some down-home blues. It's a story that's old and can only be told with the blues. Let your left hand tell my misery, your right hand tell my pain. When she left, she took the sunshine, left me standing here in the rain. Mr. Piano Man, play me some down-home blues. Let me sit here and brood, 'cause I'm just in the mood for the Mr. Piano Man, now you know
our field. Mr. Piano Man, you know her love wasn't real. When a love affair ends, then a man's best friend. Mr. Piano Man, play me some down home
Mr. B, the rich voice of the great Billy Eckstein, with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1959, one that Billy Eckstein came up with called Piano Man, and it's on an album called Basie Eckstein Incorporated on the Roulette record label, for you here on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
On this week's Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear Les Baxter's Jungle Jazz album, plus the new exotic sounds of Ixtahuela, plus Mr. Bongo has a fever. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for joining me this evening. All Night Jazz with David Bassey after the news. And support for Jazz with David Bassey on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.